good to get you back on the radio. Let's talk a little bit about the Outback Bowl down in Tampa. We'll get a little bit of a preview as we take on Florida. How do the Hawkeyes match up against Florida? Same record. I'm guessing similar experiences throughout the season somewhat. Have you had a chance to look at Florida?
I have. Obviously, I've been paying more attention to Iowa basketball for the moment, but I've been taking a peek at the two deeps and checking out strengths and weaknesses. I did get to see a decent portion of the Southeastern Conference championship game with Alabama. Of course, that didn't go well from about the 7-minute mark on in the first period for the Gators. But they've had similar issues to Iowa offensively in terms of consistency, converting third downs, those kinds of things. Now they've been better at the end of the year. But defensively is where both teams' strengths lie. They're very similar, very athletic. Florida probably has a little more speed, but I'm not sure how much that means when you have a Desmond King out there. He's such a smart player. When you have a couple All-Americans like Josie Jewell and King, and of course I'm prejudiced, but I think Jahlil Johnson had an All-American type year up front. So they've got a component in each sector of that defense that really has led by example. And so I think that's what it comes down to. I'm a big whoever wins the turnover battle wins the football game. And Iowa has proven not only in Outback Bowls but in postseason bowls in general that they've been very good, ball hawkish on defense. Offensively, Florida has a couple wide receivers that you'll be seeing on Sunday next year. They're that good. At the other end, throwing the football is Austin Appleby, who spent 4 years at Purdue before a grad transferring out to Florida. So the Hawkeyes are very familiar with him. Obviously, Purdue isn't Florida, but the Hawks have had a fair amount of success with Appleby. He's a big, tough guy. Reminds you a lot of maybe Leitner at Minnesota or Wes Lunt at Illinois. So I think with the way the Iowa offensive line is working, it plays right to the Hawkeyes' strengths. That doesn't mean C.J. Beathard won't take his shots down the field. But, of course, Vandenberg is done for the year. But I think Iowa does what it does best, run the football. Florida's had struggles running the football, so they're going to throw it. So whoever wins the turnover battle, and obviously special teams are important. Special teams have been huge for the Hawkeyes, as you know, the last this three-game winning streak. I just think on balance, Iowa is playing the better football right now, but you got to win the turnover battle.
Yeah, most definitely. Gary Dolphin joining us, voice of the Iowa Hawkeyes, as the Hawkeyes go to a game, Outback Bowl game in Tampa, January 2nd. Now, Gary, Iowans traditionally travel to wherever the Hawkeyes are playing in a bowl game, and no doubt folks have already got their plane tickets and reservations and accommodations taken care of. I wouldn't say this is going to be a home game for Florida. There's probably going to be a lot of Hawkeye fans in the stands, right?
You're exactly right there. It's the Hawks haven't been back to the Outback Bowl in a few years, and Tampa is the other piece here. It's such a great destination area. Clearwater, St. Pete, you've got beautiful views everywhere you turn. I do know this, the Iowa's allotment of 8,500 tickets went on sale a week ago, and they've got about 1,500 left, so they've been running out the door. And that doesn't begin to speak to the travel packages. I know the university, the official alumni tour package has a 4-day trip and a 3-day trip. The 4-day packages are sold out. The 3 days, there's very few of those left. So I'm guessing it's a chance for people who want to hang out with Podolak and me. That's the reason that those packages are going at a record pace. But we'll all be able to have a good time. But no, you're exactly right. Now, the other piece there, Kyle, is how bad does Florida want to be in the Outback Bowl? Gainesville is just up the road, not too far from Tampa. But we've seen in the past with some of these SEC teams like LSU and Florida that if they're not on the big stage, motivation tends to be an issue. I'm not saying that's the case this year because Coach McElvain has done a phenomenal job in his 2 years at Florida. But I think the Hawks will have the advantage in the crowd. I think Iowa will be the more motivated team. That still means that you still have to go out and execute. So we'll see.
All right. Let's talk about some of the seniors and whether or not their skills in college may transfer to the pros here real quick. C.J. Beathard at quarterback. Do you think his skills will transfer to the pro level?
I do. Now, CJ's had, obviously, his health issues the last couple years, and it's quite apparent that left knee brace that he's been lugging around all fall is a little bit more than just being there for protection. So he's had an issue with that knee. Otherwise, I think he'd be playing, at a higher level. And that doesn't mean he's not playing at a high level. He's really put up some nice numbers considering how many times he's been sacked. You know, the bigger issue is the offensive line has had seven different starting rotations, seven, count them out of 12 football games. That's a lot of carousel. That's a big-time merry-go-round, shifting guys in and out of there. And still they won the Joe Moore Award. So to me, that's critical. The other critical issue is Iowa has to run the football. And when that offensive line is clicking like it was the last 3 weeks of the season, I think they put up just under 700 yards rushing the last three games. So you know what they're going to do. They're going to get the ball to LaShawn Daniels and Akeem Wadley, flip it to George Kittle. I can't tell you how big and how important it is to have Kittle back in the game. But C.J. Beathard will have some options, more options than he's had. But, no, he's got all the skills. He's got all the physical tools to play at the next level. And what he has that a lot of guys don't have is vision and just good court sense, just knowing where to go with the football to do his proper checkdowns and then get rid of it if the play isn't there. He'll definitely get his shot, Kyle.
Okay. All right. Well, we're going to wrap up our interview. I know you're short on time. You got to go to something, and I greatly appreciate you spending just a little bit of time with us. And have fun down there in Florida, all right?
Well, we sure hope to, but thank you for having me on. Thanks to all the wonderful Hawk fans. I know you're pretty close to Cyclone Country over there, and Iowa's had a pretty good run here the last week or so. But I can't thank all of our affiliates, including you guys. You guys have been there since day one, and we appreciate all of our Central Iowa listeners. So thanks for having me on. Go Hawks!